Fatty liver, what your doctor may not know. Hi, this is Dr. Sandra Cabot. I'm a medical doctor who's been studying the liver for many, many years. And I'm joined today by naturopath and academic researcher, Margaret Jasinska. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Dr. Cabot. Great to be here again and great to be talking about fatty liver because it is so common and there's so much that can be done for it.
That's right, Margaret, and it's the most common problem we see today in our medical clinics. And people with a fatty liver are usually overweight, and they've tried many different diets that don't work. And they get really disillusioned because they can't understand why the diet isn't working or why the exercise isn't working. And really, it's because their hormones are out of balance. Their insulin level's too high, and the other hormone that's too high is leptin, and these hormones regulate hunger and also cravings, so they need to be in balance.
Yes, that's right. So a history of inability to lose weight is really common in people with a fatty liver, and often they don't know they've got a fatty liver. It's only years later they've discovered that's the actual problem.
That's right. And unless they first improve their liver function and focus on the liver, they'll find it extremely hard to lose weight and will probably continue to suffer with other annoying symptoms such as overheating, sweating, itchy skin, foggy brain, high cholesterol, bit of high blood pressure, and the blood sugar may start to go up. So it's something that is very frustrating for people when they don't recognise it. They tend to treat the symptoms and then they don't repair their liver, so the process continues to get worse. Now, it's interesting that we've called this podcast Fatty Liver, What Your Doctor May Not Know. And we get many emails, phone calls, and see patients who have a fatty liver and have been unable to find the right advice to reverse the fatty liver and to heal their liver. Because a fatty liver is not healthy, it's inflamed. So we have to heal it and we have to reverse it.
That's right. See, a fatty liver is so common these days, isn't it?
Yes.
And when a lot of people go to their GP, and if they do end up getting diagnosed with the fatty liver, you know, the GP says, oh, well, you know, there's nothing you can do, or go and lose weight, go and do some exercise.
Mm.
So a fatty liver is very common, but it's far from normal. It's not normal to have an inflamed organ.
Yes.
If you have a fatty liver, you may have raised liver enzymes. That's an indicator that your liver cells are dying. They
yes.
are also repairing themselves, but again, that's not normal, and that's certainly not ideal if you want good health.
That's right. Fatty liver causes chronic inflammation in the liver, damaging the liver cells, and this can vary from mild, moderate to severe, and fatty liver is a common cause of cirrhosis. And people will end up with cirrhosis, which is a scarred liver that doesn't function very well. And they go, well, doctor, I never drank. I wasn't drinking alcohol or wasn't taking drugs. Why did I get a fatty liver? And they get a real shock. And often it's too late to do something because they haven't been keeping an eye on their liver.
That's right. And I've actually had quite a lot of patients like that, patients who are in their 50s, and one of their parents actually died from cirrhosis of the liver, but never did drink, so probably had an undiagnosed fatty liver for many years. And then my patient, who is in their 50s, has been diagnosed with a fatty liver and is now terrified that they're also going to get cirrhosis and die from that.
Yes, well, lucky they met you, because Margaret will know how to reverse it and will also inspire them to follow her advice. Is people need to be inspired. You know, they're often told erroneous things by doctors or by their friends. They go, don't worry about it. It's not serious. Or there's nothing you can do about it. Or there's no drug to fix it, so there's no treatment. Or, hey, you're getting older. You got a middle-aged spread. You got the liver roll. It's a normal part of aging. Or, well, don't worry about it. These days, just about everyone has a fatty liver, so it's normal. These are all wrong advice. Fatty liver is not normal, and will really impair your quality of life. So it's very, very important to reverse it. Yes. And how would we describe a fatty liver, Margaret?
Well, fat can actually invade and infiltrate the liver a bit like cancerous cells, although it isn't a cancerous condition, but fat can basically push and squash and put pressure on normal liver cells, which can cause damage and inflammation to them. And then if we were to look at an autopsy of someone with a fatty liver, it can appear yellow and greasy, and it's often enlarged as well.
And there can be scar tissue in it because the chronic inflammation from the excess fat damages a lot of liver cells and they turn into scar tissue. They no longer exist. So we hope we're not depressing you too much.
Well, we're starting with the bad news. The good news is coming.
Yeah, because nobody has a perfect liver, right? So don't feel that you've got something that's your fault, because we live in a day and age where there's a lot of toxins in our environment. The food that is in our supermarkets is processed, packaged, lots of different chemicals in it, lots of unhealthy fats such as trans fats, which will cause a fatty liver, such as margarine or processed vegetable oils. Very, very bad for your liver. So, you know, I don't eat much stuff in a packet, Margaret.
Yes, that's right. So it's really best to get your fresh produce from the fruit and vegetable market, to go to the fish shop and get your seafood, to get your eggs, fresh poultry and red meat if you want to eat it, ideally meat that's pasture raised. And so that's another reason why shopping at the local farmers market is a good idea, you know, to support your local producers and just be less reliant on the big supermarket giants.
Yes, eat unprocessed food. So fruit, nuts, seeds, red meat is good. Some people are allergic to it, but a lot of people find that it really helps them, particularly people low in iron. Seafood, poultry, eggs, cheese, and plenty of vegetables. You know, that you really need a lot of plant food when you've got a fatty liver. Of course, the occasional treat is okay. Everybody's going to have a bit of chocolate. And chocolate has got antioxidants in it, by the way.
That's right. And there's good quality chocolate. Dark chocolate has much less sugar in it than regular chocolate does.
Yes.
And if you enjoy it, then there's no problem with having it occasionally.
And the good news about coffee is it's good for your liver. Isn't that great? Because I usually have 2 or 3 cups of coffee a day, but I don't put sugar in it.
Yeah, coffee's a health food, really. Mm. As long as you use fresh beans, you know, that are freshly ground.
Yes.
And you don't put sugar in there. There is good research, which we have on our Liver Doctor website, that coffee helps to reduce liver scarring in people who do have a liver disease, and it also reduces the risk of dementia.
Yes.
So coffee is a health food, I think.
Yes, that's why I'm so smart, I think, because I have 2 every morning. And then I impress myself for the rest of the day. Especially when it comes to liver problems. Yeah, so look, there's lots of things going on when you have a fatty liver. And often doctors don't understand how to reverse it because they don't understand the implications of it. They don't think it's serious. They've been told there's no drugs to fix it. And that's true, actually. But they don't really understand holistic medicine and how, if we can get the hormones in balance, that will really help to stop this transfer of carbohydrate into fat in your liver.
That's right. And it's often upsetting to the patient to hear as well when their doctor says to them, just go and lose some weight.
Yeah.
And they think, well, I would if I could. But yes. I haven't been able to lose weight for like years.
That's right. They get frustrated. You know, the doctor says, well, go home, stop eating so much fat and exercise. And the patient goes home and doesn't eat as much fat, but still continues to eat too much carbohydrate and is too tired to exercise. And then nothing happens. And so they go back to the doctor and the doctor says, well, it's just how you are, don't worry about it. But no, you can reverse it effectively. But it's important to understand, you know, what's going on, why you're not successful in losing weight, why you're not feeling well, and why you've got these insatiable cravings.
Yes, that's right. Because people with a fatty liver, the vast majority of them are insulin resistant. So they produce too much insulin. So if we did a blood test, there would be too much insulin. And we all know that insulin is important in our body. Our pancreas makes insulin. It helps to balance our blood sugar level. But in people with a fatty liver, there's just too much of the insulin. And when it's produced in excess, it has some harmful effects. So insulin is a fat storing hormone. So it does, it's like the switch that tells your liver to manufacture more fat. So more fat will accumulate inside the liver and also other parts of your body, like your thighs or your arms, wherever you tend to carry weight. And people who are insulin resistant, where there are high levels of insulin, but the insulin isn't working properly like it should, they're very hungry.
Yeah.
They just
starving, even though they've had a meal an hour
exactly,
ago.
Exactly. Mm. They're never satisfied. Mm. And they often say to us that they could literally just eat all day. You know, they control it. They stop themselves, but they never feel satisfaction after a meal. And see, because the liver is involved in blood sugar balance, a healthy liver actually stores some glucose for you. So that in between meals or like overnight, when you haven't eaten for a while, your liver is supposed to release glucose into your bloodstream to keep your energy up, to keep your mood good, and to prevent you from feeling overly hungry. But a fatty liver, there's just not enough room to store the glucose inside there. So people are more prone to fluctuating blood sugar levels, low blood sugar, hypoglycemia. And for people like that, you know, going on a weight loss plan is just so much hard work and so painful.
Hopeless.
Yeah. Mm. Where it doesn't need to be that traumatic and difficult if they only improve their liver health. And in fact, I've had two patients recently who told me that, you know, they feel so hungry and they get such terrible cravings that they've actually woken up like between 2 and 4 a.m. in the morning, you know, feeling starving and just needed to go and eat the first thing that they saw in their fridge. So, you know, there's just a lot of extra suffering that doesn't need to be there. Whereas if you work on improving the health of your liver, weight loss doesn't have to be anywhere near that hard.
That's right. And you can stabilize your blood sugar, get your insulin down, and that will greatly reduce your cravings. You'll just find it so much easier to lose weight. And I think that's a lot of the problem is patients really try, you know, they're very genuine, but they don't know how to get their insulin down. They don't know how to improve their liver function so that it releases the glucose into the bloodstream to avoid those lows in blood sugar. When your blood sugar drops low very quick, you are like a drug-addicted person. Unless you get sugar, you're going to feel very, very unwell.
That's right. And you'll find it hard to function. Mm. Like, you know, it's hard to do your job. And it's hard for these people to concentrate on anything when they're feeling such intense, overwhelming hunger. And it's really a biological drive that their body wants carbohydrate or sugar.
And a lot of doctors don't understand that. They just think, oh, the patient hasn't got any willpower. And, you know, they just have to eat less. But how can you eat less when your blood sugar's going up and down like a yo-yo and also your insulin's so high, you're ravenous? So it's really, really important to focus on the liver and get these hormones balanced and your blood sugar levels balanced. And one thing that I use a lot, Margaret, in people with insatiable cravings and unstable blood sugar is magnesium.
Yes, so magnesium is wonderful for improving glucose tolerance. So it helps the insulin that's in your body to work more efficiently. So therefore, you don't have to produce as much insulin. And if we can get insulin levels down, then fat starts to clear out of the liver. And magnesium is also just so wonderful and calming for the nervous system. It's really just such a relaxing mineral. It helps people feel more cool, calm, and collected throughout the day. They sleep better, so therefore they wake up with more energy. And you know, if you wake up with energy, it's so much easier to be motivated and inspired to look after yourself. And magnesium just, like I say to my patients, that it toughens them up to stress. It helps them deal with and handle stress better. So it improves their quality of life. So really every patient that I give magnesium to, which is all of them, except the ones already too. Taking it. You know, yeah. They all say to me that they want to keep taking the magnesium because they feel better on it. They want to keep feeling good.
You don't get enough magnesium in your diet because the soils are depleted. And another mineral that's very, very important for your liver is selenium. And this is because it's essential for the detoxification pathways in the liver. And selenium is also essential to repair liver damage because glutathione needs it. And so I often will supplement with selenium as well as a good liver formula such as Livertone Plus, which has got the clinically proven dose of milk thistle in it, or as it's often called, St. Mary's thistle, and it has other supporting antioxidants as well as the selenium. So by getting the repair in our liver is able to metabolize fat far more efficiently, and that really helps people to lose weight.
Yes, exactly. And it becomes a positive role. So once you start feeling good, you want to keep feeling good. And it's so much easier then to keep looking after yourself and eat well and take your supplements.
Yes. And when people see results, they get a relief. And they think, oh, great, I'm losing weight and it's not that hard. I don't have those terrible cravings. I'm not too tired. And it is really a journey then, and they get to the end and they just keep going and cannot believe how much better they feel. Even after 4 to 5 weeks, you're going to feel so much better. And remember, if you need support, you can email our naturopaths and doctors at liverdoctor.com, and you can also read our books, Fatty Liver, You Can Reverse It, and Diabetes 2, You Can Reverse It.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. When you see the results from improving your liver, you will be so satisfied and so motivated that the journey will become more enjoyable, and we're here to support you along that journey. So thanks for listening, and love your liver and live longer, and thank you, Margaret.
Thanks, Dr. Gabeau. Bye, everyone.